Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish
Nation. What up, everybody? Welcome to the weekend. It's Friday. Chiota in the week for y'all, baby. Later on, we make a love connection with Andy Cohen, and Chewy makes one with Sharon Stone. Ooh, oh, my God.
I'm jealous.
You don't be jealous. Sharon Stone, she bad girl. Not saying that you ain't, but we love Sharon Stone. But first, y'all, it seems like a lifetime ago that Jessica Simpson was a pop star, right?
Yeah.
Well, honey, she definitely didn't stop making them coins, though, because she managed to build a billion-dollar fashion empire.
She sure did, baby.
I am not mad at her at all, y'all.
All the children with her pumps, honey. All my friends.
Right. Yes.
And her purses. Mm-hmm. I want to be the next Jessica Simpson.
Okay. See? Well, y'all, in a recent interview with CBS Sunday Morning that'll air this weekend, she said, one of our most valuable lessons is being every size over the years. We've witnessed her go from up and down and fluctuate in weight, and she's cool with that because it helped her build her business. Mm-hmm. Saying when it comes to her clothes, it's very important for me to let every woman feel included, like every person needs to feel included. If I make a shirt, I'm going to make sure every size is available because I have been every size. Trust me.
That's smart, honey.
Isn't that
smart?
That
is smart.
Yes.
It really is every woman.
Yeah. Yeah, and I get pissed when I go in the store and they only got a 2 or 5 mm-hmm. or 7.
Yeah.
Shoot, I need an 8.
I completely agree with what she's doing.
Yeah.
And that's why with, you know, some of the things that I'm working on, I make sure that it's for bigger girls too. Mm-hmm. Because my weight's going up and down, and no, it's not like super drastic, but just a little bit in your jean size.
Yes.
You can't fit them jeans anymore.
So sure true.
Yeah.
And you be trying to save them, thinking you gonna get back down to that size.
Thinking you wash your clothes.
Yeah, you might as well go and give them away, honey.
Oh, you do like I do, baby, honey. You just have them unbuttoned under your shirt.
That's I've been unpopped every crotch of my pants.
That's smart of her.
Well, all right, y'all. Now, this is the time of year where Hollywood elevates the murder rate.
Damn.
Damn.
It gets ugly.
What happened?
Well, this is the time of the year where some of your favorite shows get axed and get left in a pool of televised blood.
Yeah.
Oh, so we want to take a moment to pour some digital liquor out for some of y'all favorite shows.
Digital liquor.
So long to Two Broke Girls.
No.
I'm going to miss Kat Dennings.
He just want to see her boobs.
They're going to really be broke now.
Our cameraman is like, yes.
Absolutely. So long, The Odd Couple.
How do I?
Yeah, me either.
Scandal. You're getting canned, but you know what? There'll be one more season.
Now, how they get away with that murder?
Don't worry about it. We'll just deal with it. New Girl, the next season will be their last.
Aw.
She's not so new anymore. Scream Queen.
Oh, I thought you said Scream Queen.
No. I smell a reboot.
Oh. Yes, Gary, come through.
Seems like not enough people caught the catch. They got canceled.
I don't know what that is.
Secrets and Lies. The secret was what time it was on. Last Man Standing. Looks like Tim Allen's going back over the fence. And Dr. Ken may have to actually be a real doctor.
Dr. Ken was good.
I know. Tisha Campbell was on there, too.
Aww.
Sleepy Hollow. Too many people were sleeping.
Aww.
And Rosewood. I got treated like the real town.
Come on. Not Rosewood.
I couldn't watch Rosewood.
He was just making... I never watched either, but I was rooting for him. From
Shots Fired is leaving, too, I
think. I was watching something else, I was rooting for Rosewood.
Yeah.
Shots Fired is gone. So is APB.
Is that a show or a department?
That's why it's gone.
Oh. Uh-oh.
Then you also have Pitch. Which is so sad. It was about, like, you know, like the, you know, the old, the girl, you know, baseball player pitcher.
That wasn't never supposed to be no damn series,
that's
okay?
That's supposed to be a movie.
A little movie and let it go.
And
do
let
your
it
movie
ride.
And go, okay?
Straight to DVD.
Yeah.
But it's not all death and destruction, guys. Some of our favorite shows are coming back for the day.
Okay.
Will and Grace is coming back.
Okay.
Excited?
Yeah.
Woo!
Roseanne's coming back.
Oh, Roseanne.
That's going to be cute. I hope.
Is it going to be Roseanne or someone else playing Roseanne?
It's the real Roseanne. You know, and Dan's coming back.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and I forgot to tell you the best news of all.
What? What?
We're still here. Yay!
Two more years of awesome journalism.
Two more years. All right, y'all, it's time to power up and make this Dish Nation squad complete by welcoming our L.A. crew. What up, Heidi, Frank, and Sammy? How y'all doing?
LA.
What's up?
What up, LA?
All right, so, Heidi, we hear you got the scoop on this whole thing with Taylor Swift. Is she having problems?
Well, yeah, she is. You know, a lot can change in a year because you may remember last year, 4th of July party, Rhode Island, the squad was tight, she's with Tom Hiddleston, I mean, she had it all. So, you know, you're looking at those pictures and everything looks good, a year later, everything's falling apart, her squad is thinning out, so I don't even think the party's gonna happen. That, you know, inside sources say that 50% chance.
Everybody has their own life though. Selena Gomez, she's all cuddled up at the weekend, yeah. And you got everybody else who has maybe some breakup issues.
So Gigi Hadid and Zayn Malik, she's busy.
People are busy. Yeah. A bunch of young up-and-coming who have the world on a string, and you expect them, Selena Gomez, Taylor Swift, Gigi Hadid, Bella Hadid, to all be the golden girls someday.
That's right.
It's not going to happen. Things change.
And I know you're all probably thinking this. Well, at least her good pal Ed Sheeran will be there, you know. No, he can't go either because he's going to be on tour July 4th. So he's
You mean people in the UK don't celebrate Independence Day? America? That's kind of a downer for them.
But guess what, Heidi? I think this is our chance. You said we wanted to go last year. We couldn't go because she had her real friends. Right. We can go. We can go to the cookout.
All the Swifties are going to put a Swift kick in your ass.
What?
For showing up at her event.
All right, looks like Liam Payne from One Direction is taking some inspiration from Jay-Z and Beyonce, and he's making his baby boy Bear a recording artist.
Already? How? Can the baby talk?
No, Jay-Z did this when, like, you know, Blue Ivy was cool.
And
he had her sounds on, like, one of his songs. So Liam recorded his son's heartbeat while he was in his mom, Cheryl's, womb and plans to use it on a future track.
Rich people done found out a way to get the baby a check before the baby even born. My goodness, the rich is getting richer.
So, Brad, what you think that publishing gonna look like for that baby?
Really good. People have been doing that, though. That's not, like, a new original thing. Mariah did it for her dog.
What?
Yeah.
What did the dog do?
It was the dog's heartbeat, and the dog had actually passed away, so it was like really.
He had rabies?
No, he didn't have rabies. These dogs are cleaner than you, Gary.
This has been done before, and the motivation here is to become friends with Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Exactly.
And they're
going
to try to hook up this Bear Payne with Blue Ivy. Mm-hmm. And they'll get married, and then she'll be Blue Payne, which really is marriage. A lot of blues and a lot of pain.
So it's been a long wait, but The Bachelorette is back, y'all. Season 13 starts on Monday.
Oh, that's right.
And for the first time ever, we have a Black Bachelorette.
Really?
She is amazing. Now, her name is Rachel Lindsay. Not only is she gorgeous, but she's also classy. Mm. But the same cannot be said for the guys who are going to compete for her heart.
Oh.
Here are just some of their answers to questions in their research interviews for the show. And a lot of their answers are very questionable. Well, check this out. So the first one, Adam, who's 27, he was asked, what is the most romantic present you ever received and why? His answer, a threesome. It was my birthday.
That's good.
Oh my gosh.
Rachel's not reading these. These are like the interview process with the producers. And remember, it's still a reality show. You want some characters, so you want the guy who thinks threesomes are romantic.
Well, Kenny's got character. He's 35, and he was asked, what's the wildest thing you've done in the bedroom? He said, had sex with a wife while the husband watched.
Oh, that happens.
I always wonder what that chair was for in the corner of a bedroom. I thought it was space for
throwing your clothes over.
For the husband to sit.
So those guys only sound like the type of dudes you would bring home the Mamba, but Rachel Lindsay has just announced that she got engaged. Imagine if it was the one of those guys.
Hey, if you're all going to complain about the answers to the questions, then you have to answer them yourself. Portia, what's the wildest thing you've ever done in the bedroom?
Hey, why did I have to answer that one first?
Because Frank want to know personally?
Because I asked the question.
Why is he Bachelor 1?
Has anyone ever done it while watching Dish Nation?
No, oh, no. Way. Oh, God, no.
The weirdest thing you've ever done, you know, during sex, I watched Dish Nation. Yes, I was watching myself.
And I bet nobody else was in the room but you. Having a good time watching us.
All right, y'all. Up next, honey, Andrew Fry makes a major love connection with Andy Cohen. Ooh. Don't go anywhere, boo.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. So next Thursday night on Fox, they're kicking off the revival of the iconic relationship show Love Connection, and your friend Portia, Andy Cohen, is hosting it.
Yay, Andy. I'm super excited for this.
Well, we'll be back in 2 and 2 because our Dish Nation BFF, Andrew Freund, talked to Andy on the set, and here's how that went down.
How does this stay true to the Love Connection roots, but, you know, revamp it for 2017?
Well, I mean, you get to, look, at the core of Love Connection, it's the he said, she said about what happened on dates, and that remains. It's just kind of supersized and blown into the 21st century. So we've got each single goes on 3 dates, which is great. We get to hear about all of them. The setting is very dramatic. We're in this love spaceship, basically. And there's a major $10,000 twist at the end of the show where basically there is a love or money decision that needs to be made. And it's already yielding some pretty dramatic results.
Can we talk about how hot the contestants are? Because, like, you said you got a heart boner.
I did get a heart boner, but that's a wonderful thing.
It was sweet.
That's a love moment.
All right, now, Andy, I have a list of recently single celebs.
Okay.
So I want to know who you would set them up with.
Okay.
Brad Pitt.
Me.
Katy Perry.
I don't know why, but I just feel it. She should date Idris Elba.
Oh, that's a good idea. All right. What about our beloved Portia Williams?
Yeah. Now, Portia is a great catch. She's beautiful. She's got a lot of hustle. Mm-hmm. And she's a lot of fun. And the thing about it is, I've been telling her this, I think that Todd, who she's been hanging out with, Todd can get it, man. He is so hot. I want her to make it work with him. I really do.
Now, I know you like games.
Oh, yeah.
We have a little game called Do You Want to Ride in My Porsche?
Okay.
I have a list of trivia things about Portia Williams, and you tell me if you know the answer.
Okay.
What is Portia's middle name?
Portia Bernice Williams.
No.
Okay.
No. It is Diane.
Okay.
What business did Portia open when she was 24 years old?
Is it her naked beauty hair care?
No, but that was going to be another one of my questions. She opened up a daycare business.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
She likes the kids.
She does.
What luminary figure did her grandfather march with?
Martin Luther King. And her grandfather's Hosea Williams.
Yes. Name one artist of a music video that she has been in.
Oh, Portia was in a Ludacris video.
Yes.
Is that true?
Yes, that's true.
Oh, my God. I totally made that up.
That's 100% true.
Okay. Yes.
What is the name of Portia's debut single? She had a debut single.
Oh, my God. She did. Portia had a song. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, flatline.
All right, Andy, we don't want you to go home empty-handed. We have a prize for you.
Give some go naked
since,
hair.
No, since you get prizes on your show, we're giving you this prize.
Frank, go ahead, please.
What? Dish Nation
Thank
t-shirt.
You.
You're welcome, Andy.
That is
so right.
That was cute.
Yeah. That was cute.
I'm going to need you to know my middle name,
though. Yeah, he's going to need to know a little bit about baby. Portia.
He knew it when he signed the checks, and he just forgot.
He's a hardcore Portia fan on the low, because anytime your name come up, like you see that little twinkle in his eye.
Last time we saw you with him, he loved your boot.
Yeah. He loved my booty, too. Booty and hair. And Todd. Yeah, he loved that.
He always
sees me. I'm like... I don't know. We don't know what the future will hold.
That's right, honey.
Leave it up to Jesus.
I just let it go and let God.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Won't he do it?
All right, coming up, our boy Chewy was on the red carpet at the Women's Choice Awards. And ooh, baby, honey, Miss Sharon Stone, honey, she gave him something special. We'll show you what it was after the break.
Nation. Well, hello there. Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, the Women's Choice Awards jumped off a couple days ago in Los Angeles. And listen, they honor women and brands that empower other women. And our man Chuy Martinez was out there, and he was honored to chat it up with some of the stars as they hit the red carpet. Take a look.
Why is it so important to honor women, Violet?
Because women are badass, can I say, bitches?
You could say whatever you want.
Women are badass bitches, and they deserve to be treated amazingly.
Women deserve to be honored every day because we're awesome.
She's gonna hit me. Like she said that, she's gonna hit me. Like,
I'm not gonna hit you. Just don't say anything wrong.
Without women, there wouldn't be any people.
Yep.
Right.
Exactly. So, women are amazing.
With every beat of my heart, hey. I'll keep getting closer to you. Oh,
that's pretty good.
I can keep going.
All right.
Why is it so important to be here, Taylor, honoring women?
I have to be honest. This is first year. Look around.
Yeah.
This is killing it because I just knew. We know.
Right.
This is, we're hot right now. Women, we are on fire.
You know, I consider myself a gentleman.
That's
you know,
good.
I'm good. I'm all right. I was raised by a single mother. I'm all right. But what's maybe some other tips you could give me to be that much more of a gentleman?
Little things. Get her flowers every now and then.
I already do that.
Oh, see? Well, you're good. You're on the right path.
Thank you so much, Deborah. We love you at Dish Nation.
Thank you. I love Dish Nation.
I would say a gentleman is someone when you're on a date or when you're hanging out with a girl, put your phone away and not be on your phone.
Put the phone down.
Yes, put the phone down. Be in the moment.
Be in the moment.
Yes.
Or else Allie is unfollowing you.
Yeah, no, unless I am not dating you.
Yes.
Yes.
Let's dish it up.
Can we dish it up?
We're gonna do some real dishing. We're going to do a full set.
Kathy,
cutlery, everything.
Awesome. What could I do to be a better gentleman? And the man watching this now, how could...
That is such an awesome question. Honestly, so few dudes ask it, but so many dudes feel it. And so I think one thing is, just think of weird things like every single time you're a woman and you leave your house, every minute you know you could be assaulted. Your question is the perfect start. People just saying like, hey, how can I help with this?
Actually, what you just did right there is the best thing a brother could ask is, what can I do to be more of a gentleman?
Give us tips on how we can be better gentlemen.
Oh, be honest. Especially guys in LA.
Wow.
Help in the honesty department. I'm speaking for everyone in this room. You know what? It's all about respect. Just like respect a woman. Just respect her. Treat, even if it's like a woman that you don't know, imagine that she's someone's sister. And just treat with respect.
Here we are, honoring women. Why is it so important, Sharon?
Let me ask you, Chuy, why do you think it's important that we honor women?
I think because women are the givers of life. I was raised by a single mother. We struggled.
I have three kids. I have three boys.
Yeah. So you know.
I do know.
You do know.
And you know what, Chuy? It means a lot to me that you know.
Mwah.
Thank you.
Thank you. I got a kiss from Sharon Stone. Right here. That happened right here. I got right. Do you see it? Lipstick? No?
Welcome back to Dish Nation. We have some really big news that we want to share with you. And that big news is that we now have a daily podcast. Yep, you can get Dish Nation every single day. And you can get it on iTunes. So go there, download, and listen to the show.
Let's end Friday on a high note with an Insta Damn, girl.
What?
How'd I do, huh?
You did good. Yeah, not bad.
This is about Alexandra Daddario. She's going to be in the upcoming Baywatch movie. It opens up next week.
Mm-hmm.
And she is on the cover of Women's Health. Look at that. Now, that's not the damn part. The damn part is that she tried to find love by going on the app Tinder.
Yeah.
And she says that she couldn't get any dates on Tinder.
She is a liar.
Which means Tinder's broken or no one believed it was actually Alexandra Daddario. And so they're like, oh, right.
Oh, maybe.
Left, loser. I don't know, left or right. What do you do on
Tinder? I don't
know
either.
Yes, you do. Don't let her lie to you.
I'm wondering, though, if she's really picky. If she's going through going, no, no, no. And then she
not
picks two guys that she likes and it's like, oh, I can't get a date. You're like, well.
And she might be too old. She is 31.
All right, come on.
Shut up.
Tinder's not for the elderly.
Tinder's for
elderly.
The elderly. If she's elderly, what am I?
You should be dead.
Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.